Hi, and welcome to this demo of the Tap Wearable Keyboard and Mouse Controller. And as the name implies, it's a wearable device that you wear on your hand stroke fingers to control keyboard input or mouse control. So I thought in this demo, I'll just give you a description of what it looks like, as it were. I'll take you through the Tap Manager, which controls the setup and installation of the Tap Bluetooth device. And then I'll show you and take you through the Tap Allowed app, which allows voiceover users in particular to learn how to use the Tap, i.e. how to use the different finger combinations to use the keyboard input and also to be able to control voiceover as well. Okay, so let me just grab the case that the Tap comes in. All right, so this is a very nice smooth rectangular style case with a molded front, and if I open it up as if it was like a glasses case, i.e. you know, your sunglasses or your other reading glasses, for example, if I open it up, what I've got is the wearable keyboard, and because it fits over your five fingers, I'm presented with basically five little posts that I've got each of the rings around them. And then, of course, each one of those will then go over your finger. So if I go from left to right, we've got the thumb ring. And the thumb ring has actually got the controller on it for the optical mouse and also has the on-off button to turn the Tap keyboard on or off. And then we've got, of course, the little rings for your index finger, middle finger, ring finger, and your pinky finger. I'm just going to take them out of the case. I'm just going to hold the thumb ring one and just pull it up, and the whole lot comes out. I can just shut the case. All right, so I'm going to pop this on my hand. Now, of course, I've already set up this via the Tap Manager already. That's how you install the Bluetooth device. So I'm going to put the first thumb ring on my thumb, and I'm right-handed, so I'm going to wear it on my right hand. And basically what they advise is there's a oval shape on top of the thumb ring, and they actually recommend that you line that up with your fingernail to position it on your thumb correctly. And then on the side of my thumb, I've got the two contacts that controls the mouse functionality. And then what I'm going to do to put each ring on my finger, because they're connected by a cord, so you don't lose them all. So I'm going to just put one to my first knuckle on my index finger, my middle finger, my ring finger, and now my pinky finger. Okay, so they're sort of sitting at my, as I said, my first knuckle, and then I'm just going to push them down towards the base of my fingers. Okay, that's all on. Now each ring, and I'll get back to the thumb one in a minute, but each of your rings on your other four fingers, so that's your index, middle, ring, and pinky finger. On top of the ring, you have a little oval-shaped connector. And then the actual ring that goes around your finger, it's actually opened at the bottom. So it's not a solid plastic ring. And what's joining the ring underneath, of course, is that nylon cord that I was talking about before that connects all the rings together. So literally the cord goes and connects all the rings, but it also goes, and where it goes through is the base of each ring, so it gives you more room to expand each side of the ring to make sure that it actually fits on your fingers. And of course you can get different size Tap keyboards. If you go to tapwithus.com, they've got some information there about hand sizes, and they don't recommend the use of the Tap device for younger children because of the hand size. And just getting back to the thumb ring again, just to remind you, we've got that oval shape on the top rather than the little oval shape on each of the other four rings. And on top of that ring, right in the middle of the oval, is the slightly indented on-off button for the unit. So if I just turn mine on at the moment, I get three vibrates, and that tells me how much percentage I've got. So roughly speaking, three buzzes means I've got over 75% battery power on the ring keyboard. And of course, the thing about that case that I took the rings out of, where the thumb ring fits into the case, it's got a little connector on the oval shape that goes over your thumb, and that connects with the connector inside the charging case to charge the Tap keyboard. So I'm going to leave the Tap on at the moment. If I wanted to turn it off, I would just press that on-off button again in the middle of the oval on my thumb, and I would get one vibration. That means the actual unit's then off. All right, so let me run the Tap Manager app. Open Tap Manager.
Tap Manager. Tap connected. Tap underscore D. 4, 6, 7, 1, 5.
Okay, so my tap is connected. If I had it turned off, of course, it would say tap not connected. If I flick to the right with voiceover.
General heading.
General heading. Flick to the right again.
About button.
About.
Check for updates. No updates available.
Check for button. Updates. No updates available.
Left-handed. Off.
So you can select it for the left hand if you wish. Flick to the right again.
Vibration on.
Vibration is on. Of course, double tap would then turn vibration off on the tap.
Text heading.
Is a heading called text.
Auto correction on.
Auto correction is currently on.
Auto correct is disabled on custom layouts. Input heading.
Input is the next heading.
Mouse only.
Mouse only.
Selected. Keyboard only.
And it said selected keyboard only because I've actually turned my mouse functionality off because I don't need to use a mouse. And particularly because I'm also using it mainly with my iPhone, not my Mac or PC. And so I flick to the right again.
Mouse and keyboard.
And here's another option, mouse and keyboard. So you've got mouse control, keyboard control, or mouse and keyboard control. So flick to the right again.
Mouse-only mode will disable voiceover mode.
Okay, a warning, mouse-only mode will disable voiceover. So I've actually got mine turned off. And because I haven't been using my tab, it's just turned itself off. So we'll turn it on in a minute. I just felt a vibration on my thumb. So flick to the right again.
APPS tab. 1 of 4.
Go to top set again.
Tap connected. 81% general. 81% tap connected.
Okay, so
tap
underscore tap
D.
Connected.
4, 6. 81%.
And that's the battery charge of the tap. I don't know why it didn't come up for the first time, but now it's on there.
General.
So I've got general. About.
Check for updates.
Check for updates.
Left-handed.
Left-handed.
Vibration. Text. Autocorrect. Autocorrect.
No, I'm just
input.
Through.
Mouse only. Selected. Mouse and mouse only. Custom tap. Tap mapping. Mouse sensitivity. Mouse sensitivity. 28%
now,
adjustable.
This is all the extra ones that sometimes don't come up. I don't know why, because a screen doesn't appear to scroll sometimes, so just be aware of that. So if I flick to the right now.
Scroll sensitive, scroll direction, APPS, tab.
Okay, now it's done it again. So I'm down the bottom to the tabs, but the voiceover stuff is actually not there yet. So if I flick
double
back
tap
to the left,
timeout.
Now I do
66%
a three-finger flick up
adjustable.
To scroll the screen.
Voiceover mode enabled. Voiceover
and then
mode.
Touch the screen.
On.
I've now got voiceover mode. Flip back to the left.
Accessibility. Heading. Scroll direction flip.
So that was a scroll direction flip.
Scroll sensitivity. 40. Scroll direction flip.
That was scroll direction.
Off. Accessibility. Heading.
And now we've got a heading called accessibility. So flicking to the right.
Voiceover mode. On.
Voiceover mode is on.
Voiceover mode enables accessibility gestures.
Okay, voiceover mode enables accessibility gestures.
Double tap timeout.
Double
heading.
Tap timeout.
Double tap timeout. 66%.
66%.
Adjust APPS. Tab.
And now I'm back down to the taps down the bottom. So just be aware that if you can't find the voiceover mode in the main settings screen within the app, you'll need to actually scroll down the screen. And then we've got four tabs down the bottom here. We've got apps.
How to. Tab.
How
two
to.
Four. Selected. Settings. Tab.
Settings,
three
which
four.
Is what I landed on when I went to the app.
Help. Tab. 4 of 4.
And help. Okay, so if I flick back to the
select,
left.
Select. How to. APPS.
And select apps.
Selected. APPS.
And
tab.
I'm going to do a four-finger touch at the top of my screen.
Apps.
Now we can go through the apps. Flick to the right.
Tap Genius.
That's Tap Genius.
Learn how to tap the alphabet in 2 hours.
Learn how to tap the alphabet in 2 hours, i.e. different finger combinations. Flick to the right again.
Tap Aloud.
Tap Aloud.
Tap Aloud. An auditory learning game for low vision and blind users.
An audio-only game for blind and low vision users. So
Tap Chase.
Tap Chase. These are games.
Don't stop running. Dodge the obstacles and shoot the enemies.
Now, as far as I understand at the moment, these games are not accessible via voiceover. So that was Tap Chase.
Tap Tap Bunny.
Tap Tap Bunny.
Use your tap to move the bunny in an uncharted, magical carrot island. Tap Loops.
Tap Loops.
Increase your tapping speed and master your tapping skills. Tap Squadron.
Tap Squadron.
Use your tap mouse to steer the sky figure through enemy territory. Want to develop games and apps that works with tap. One. Selected. APPS. Tab. 1 of 4.
Okay, we're back to the select tabs down the bottom, and of course it just said selected apps. Flick to the right again.
How to. Tab. 2 of 4.
Now I'll come back to how to after I've just done the right hand one.
Setting. Help.
Which
tab.
Is help.
4 of 4.
Double tap on
selected.
Help.
Tab. 4 of 4.
And a four-finger touch at the top of my screen again.
Help.
Flicking to the right.
Frequently asked questions.
So I've got frequently asked questions.
Support.
Support.
Rate US.
Rate us.
Follow US.
Follow us.
APPS. Tab.
And back to apps again. Okay, so You can go through those at your leisure. All right, I'm going to do a four-finger tap to get down to the bottom of the screen.
Selected. Help.
Flick back tab, to the left. Setting.
How to.
And
tab,
here's how to. Four.
Selected. How to. Tab.
Four-finger touch four. The top of my screen. How to. VoiceOver.
Video
flicking
list.
To the right. So I've got video list.
Selected. Videos. Button.
So I've got one selected videos. Or flick to the right again.
Accessibility. Button. Two of two.
Accessibility, i.e. to make the actual videos accessible for us VoiceOver users. So I'm going to double tap on accessibility.
Selected. Accessibility. Two of two.
And flicking to the right.
How to wear. Button.
But how to wear.
How to tap.
How
button.
To tap.
Apps. Tab.
And back
one
to
of four.
Apps. Tap. So let me just flick back
how
to the left.
How to wear.
And
button.
Let's double tap on how to wear.
This is a tutorial video. Which describes your tap, explains how to wear it, turn it on, and use the charging case. We recommend that you start out tapping with your dominant hand. Once you learn to tap, it is easy to switch to your other hand. To start, find the charging case and take out the tap rings from their holders. Find the ring with a large, flat protrusion. This is the thumb ring.
Are you the
Hold
oval?
It between your thumb and index finger of your non-dominant hand so that the other four rings hang below it. Place your dominant hand's thumb into the thumb ring so that the flat protrusion is on top of your thumb. Then insert your other four fingers similarly into the other four rings, making sure that the flat portions are on the top of your fingers. And the split sections are on the bottom.
The sides.
Make sure that your fingers are in the rings, not in gaps between the rings.
That's
Push the rings down to the base of your fingers, just as you would wear ring jewelry. The rings
no,
may feel
anyway.
Loose at this point. To properly tighten the rings, pinch and pull the nylon strand
yep.
between each finger so that the gap closes. You want
yep,
the
so
rings to feel
ball,
comfortably
it?
Snug on your fingers, but do not over-tighten them. They should stay securely in place, but not put undue pressure on your fingers.
Yes, they do.
Check that the flat tops are centered on the top of each finger.
Which they are.
The large thumb protrusion should be in line with your fingernail.
Which it is.
Finally, turn on the tap rings by pressing the small center button inlaid on the top of the thumb ring. You should
Indeed,
feel a light
shape.
Vibration on the thumb when the rings turn on or off.
Several vibrations
Great.
Depending on charge.
Now you're ready to pair your tap to your device. To charge and store your tap, place it back in the charging case. The case has five round ring holders mm-hmm. with magnets to hold the rings. Place the thumb ring on the far left holder, which has a depression
Indeed.
In front
That's where
which
it charges.
Holds the oval top of the ring. Then place each of the other four rings on the other four holders. The tops of each ring should face towards you and be held in place by the magnets. Tuck the cords so that they are between the ring holders so that the case can close. To charge the tap, press the button on the right hand outside of the
no,
case.
I didn't mention that it's
the
on the
thumb
right-hand
ring will
side,
vibrate once
towards the
front. When it begins to charge. The case has a rechargeable battery, which charges the tap through the thumb ring. The case itself is charged through a standard micro USB port
and that's just
located
the
on
button.
The outside of the right side of the case.
Indeed.
The case can charge the tap 8 times on a single charge.
Which it does. Beautiful. It's
How
quite
to.
Video
list.
It's quite upbeat music, isn't it? All right, let me flick to the right. So that was
videos. Gotcha.
Flicking
Select
to the right.
How to wear.
That was gotcha. How to wear.
How to tap.
Let's gotcha. Double tap on how to tap.
Here are a few
Video.
Tips for tapping. The most important thing to remember is to keep your hand and fingers as relaxed as possible at all times. To get the ideal hand position, place your hand on a surface, then lift your hand a little above the surface and let your fingers bend slightly so that your fingers hang lower than your palm, much as if you were playing a piano or holding a grapefruit-sized ball. To tap a character, let your hand fall onto the surface in a relaxed way, touching only the fingertips you want for that tap. Make sure that your hand is relaxed and comfortable and that you tap softly. Tapping shouldn't cause any strain on your hand. It's best not to rest your wrist on the surface. If you want to rest your hand, it is better to use your forearm for support rather than your wrist. Try to tap with the soft part of your fingertips rather than with your fingernails. And try to curve your fingers a little rather than keeping them completely straight. Try not to tense any of your fingers, especially the ones that are not tapping. You can tap on just about any surface, as long as it isn't too soft or too uneven. But when you're starting out, it's best to find a surface which is hard and flat to tap on.
That's the Tap Manager app, and both of those little videos and remember to double tap on accessibility are actually quite handy. So I am going to leave that running for the moment, and I'm going to turn my tap back on again and pressing in the button once on the little oval of my thumb. So I get three vibrations, tell me how much charge I've got left. Open up tap allowed. Open tap allowed.
Tap allowed. Tap allowed.
Okay, and
A-E-I-O-U.
Let's load.
Button. A-E-I-O-U. Button.
So that's the first lesson for your fingers, A-E-I-O-U, i.e. going from your thumb to your pinky, so A-E-I-O-U. And if I flick to the right,
N-T-L-S, button.
That's the next one, N-T-L-S. So they're doing these in groups of letters, starting from the most common to the most less used when you're using English to input into using a keyboard. So I flick to the right again.
D-M-Z,
so
button.
D-M-Z, and so on. I won't go through all of these because, as I found out, it's best to do these by increments when you're learning. Otherwise, it can get a little bit overwhelming. I'm going to do a four-finger tap at the top of my screen.
A-E-I-O-U.
And let's double button. Tap on A-E-I-O-U. And what I might do for this demo, I will do the first three, the A-E-I-O-U, and then the finger combinations for N-T-L-S, and then we'll also do D-M-Z as well. All right, so double tap on A-E-I-O-U.
Back to lessons menu. Button.
So we've got back to lessons menu. If I flick to the right.
Next lesson. Button.
We've got next lesson.
First lesson. A-E-I-O-U.
First lesson. A-E-I-O-U.
Finger trig. One finger down.
Okay. And each one of these different modes for doing the desk gestures will actually give you a tip on how to think about the combination of fingers. So in this case, it's one finger.
Tutorial. Button.
That's a tutorial.
Practice. Button.
Practice button.
Level 1.
Level 1 button.
Level 2.
And a level button. 2 button. So flicking back to the left.
Level 1. Practice. Tutorial.
I'm going to double button. Tap on tutorial because each of these tutorials for the different finger combinations, i.e. the A-I-O-U one, the N-T-L-S, the D-M-Z, etc., etc., they give you a good explanation on how to do it and also a little song if you want to remember a mnemonic on the different finger combinations. All right, so let's double tap on tutorial.
Back.
A.
Button.
E. I, O, U. One finger down. This means that you tap with one finger and keep the other four fingers up. Tap finger one only for A, finger two only for E,
index,
finger three only for
middle.
I, finger four only for O,
ring,
and finger five only for U,
pinky.
Again, tap finger one only for A, finger two only for E, finger three only for I, finger four only for O, and finger five only for U. A, E, I, O, U. One finger down.
Tutorial completed. Tap all fingers to continue.
Okay, I guess it was too basic, so we don't get a musical one for this one. All right, never mind. So flick to the right.
Continue. Button.
Double tap on continue.
A, E, I, O, U.
Flick
practice
to the right.
Round. A, tap finger. One.
I tap A,
e,
which is my
tap
thumb.
Tap finger. Two.
And then two.
I, tap finger. Three.
Three.
O, tap
four.
Finger. Four.
Oh, that was my ring finger. Tap again.
U.
Here we go.
Tap finger. Five.
U,
A. Tap finger.
A,
E. Tap finger. Two.
Index.
I. Tap
middle,
finger. O. Tap
ring,
finger. U.
Pinky.
Tap finger. Practice completed. Tap all fingers to continue.
Tap all fingers to continue, which I'm going to do.
A. E. I. O. U. Level number one. Tap all fingers to start.
Okay. Tap all fingers to start.
Tap character. A.
Okay. A.
E. I. O. U. I.
Okay. Now it's going to randomize it a bit now. So I. Middle.
A. U.
So U is my little finger.
E.
E, index.
O.
O is my ring.
E.
E is index.
U.
U is my U is my pinky.
A.
A is my thumb. Now, what I've learnt to, when you get used to doing this, is just to think of your fingers as in 1 to 5, because it really gets a bit overwhelming if you keep thinking about your thumb and your index all the time. So I can't remember now what that said. Let me just press A, which is number 1.
O.
Yep, so I'm going to do O now.
I.
I.
New tab. For space. Tap all fingers.
The new tap is space, which is all fingers. So undo that now.
A.
A.
B.
E.
I.
I.
O.
O. Come on, that was O.
U.
U.
Space.
Space or fingers.
U.
U.
O.
O.
I.
I.
B.
E.
A.
A.
Space.
Space. Space or fingers. Space again.
O.
O.
Space.
Space.
O.
O.
U.
U.
E.
E.
I.
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 B.
E.
A.
A.
A. U.
U.
Level completed. Tap all fingers to continue.
Oh, yeah, I finished the level. Okay, all fingers. All
A,
fingers, I mean.
E. I. O. U. Level number 2. Tap all fingers to start.
Okay, now I'm not going to do level 2. Let me come back to my phone, and I will show you in a little while when I finish some of the English practice how you can switch it to voiceover mode, so you can actually use the tap to control voiceover, but it's good if you just learn how to use the keyboard combinations first. So let me flick back to the left on my screen.
Back. Button.
And tap on back.
Game paused. Tap all fingers to resume.
Now flick to the right.
Resume. Replay. Back. Button.
Double tap on back again.
Back to lessons menu. Button. Next lesson. Button.
Okay, and I'm going to tap on next lesson.
Next lesson.
Now if I flick to the right.
Lesson number 2. NTLS.
So lesson number 2 is the finger combinations for NTLS.
Finger trick. Two fingers together.
Okay, finger trick, two fingers together.
Tutorial.
Tutorial.
Button. Practice.
Practice.
Button. Level 1. Button.
And we've got level 1,
level 2,
level, two.
Level 3.
And this
level
time we've three. Got three button. Levels for flicking back
level
left.
Two. Level practice. Button.
Double tap on
tutorial.
Tutorial.
Button.
Try with that.
N.
Back. Button.
T. L. S. Never trample little sheepdogs.
That's the mnemonic.
Two fingers together. This means that you tap two fingers that are next to each other and keep the other three fingers up. Tap fingers 1 and 2 for N.
Thumb and index.
Fingers 2 and 3 for T.
Index and middle.
Fingers 3 and 4 for L.
Ring and middle.
And fingers 4 and 5 for S.
And ring and pinky.
Again, tap fingers 1 and 2 for N. Fingers 2 and 3 for T. Fingers 3 and 4 for L. And fingers 4 and 5 for S. N.
T.
T.
L.
L.
S.
S. Two fingers together.
Ah, here's the first jingle.
Never trample little sheepdogs. Nest them together like shoes. Neighbors tread lightly, surreptitiously. Never trample little sheepdogs. Yeah.
Just cute.
Tutorial completed. Tap all fingers to continue.
Okay, tap all fingers to continue. Now my keyboard's turned off, so I'm going to turn it back on again, pressing the middle button on the oval of my thumb. Three vibrations. All right, so I'm going to press all fingers on the surface.
N, T, L, S. Practice round. N, tap fingers. 1 and 2.
Okay, so it tells me. So tap fingers 1 and 2.
T, tap fingers. 2 and 3.
2 and 3 for T.
L, tap fingers. 3 and 4.
3 and 4 for L.
S, tap fingers. 4 and 5.
And 4 and 5 for S.
N, tap fingers. 1 and 2.
Okay, so N.
T, tap
T,
fingers. 2 and 3. L. Tap fingers,
S,
tap fingers, 4 and 5. Practice completed. Tap all fingers to continue.
Okay, practice complete. Tap all fingers to continue.
N, T, L, S, level number 1. Tap all fingers to start.
All fingers to start,
tap
level 1.
Tap character, N.
N,
T,
T,
L,
L,
S,
S,
N,
N,
T,
T,
L,
L,
S,
S,
space.
Space, remember all fingers.
S,
S,
L,
L,
T,
T,
N,
N,
period.
Okay, now a period is all fingers twice.
S.
Yep. Okay, S.
L.
L.
T.
T.
N.
N.
Period.
Period, all fingers twice.
Space.
Space, all fingers once.
Period.
Period, double tap, all fingers. N.
N. Period.
And period, double tap, all fingers. S.
T.
T.
S.
S.
T.
T again.
Space.
Space or fingers.
L.
L.
Space.
Space.
L.
L.
S. N.
N.
T.
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 N.
N.
O.
Oh, okay. We're interested in the other ones too now, which is good. O.
Period.
period, all fingers twice.
U.
U.
I.
I.
L.
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 A.
A.
S.
S.
Space.
Space, all fingers.
E.
E.
Level completed. Tap all fingers to continue.
Okay, level complete, all fingers to new.
N. T. L. S. Level number 2. Tap all fingers to start.
Okay, so NTLS level 2, all fingers to start. Now, remember I said just in that little demo then, it may be the fact that that period was introduced in lesson 2 when it was talking about the first lesson to do with A, E, I, O, U. I can't remember because I've actually been through these lessons quite a few times learning myself. And they do introduce new punctuation as they go through and introduce the different finger gesture type combinations. All right, so that's enough for the NTLS ones. All right, so let me grab my phone. Where did I just put it? Here it is. All right, so four finger touch at the top.
Back button.
Double tap on back.
Game paused. Tap all fingers to resume.
Okay, flicking to the right.
Resume. Replay. Back. Back button.
Double tap on back.
Back to lessons menu. Button.
Flicking to the right.
Previous lesson. Next lesson.
Let me double tap on next lesson.
Next lesson.
Flicking to the right.
Lesson number 3, DMZ.
Lesson number 3, DM, M for Mary, and Z, or as United States people like to say, Z. So flicking to the right.
Finger trick. Two fingers skipping one.
Okay, two fingers skipping one. That's the trick.
Tutorial.
And again, button. We've got tutorial.
Practice.
Practice.
Level 1.
Level
button.
1,
level 2,
level 2,
level 3,
level 3, and I'm
button.
Pretty sure that's level,
level yep. 3,
same
button.
Thing, yeah, level 3 for these ones.
Level 2, level 1,
flicking back
button.
To the left,
practice, tutorial,
and
button.
Of course, if I wanted to go straight to practice, I don't have to double tap on tutorial first, I'm just doing that for the demo, so double tap on tutorial.
Back, button,
D,
here we go,
M,
D, Z. M, Z, or Z.
Don't mess with the zombies.
Don't mess with
two
zombies,
fingers,
that's mnemonic.
Skipping one.
Two fingers.
This means
one.
That you tap two fingers that are separated by one finger. Keep the other three fingers up. Tap fingers 1 and 3 for D.
Yep, 1 and 3, so thumb and middle.
Fingers 2 and 4 for M.
2 and 4 for M, that's index and
middle. And fingers 3 and 5
three
for
and five,
Z.
Middle and pinky for Z.
Again, tap fingers 1 and 3 for D. Fingers 2 and 4 for M, and fingers 3 and 5 for Z. D, M, Z. Two fingers, skip one.
Here's our tune.
Don't mess with zombies in the demilitarized zone.
Tap all fingers to continue.
Sorry, that was just my messages going off. All right, so press all fingers to continue.
D, M, Z, practice round. D, tap fingers, 1 and 3.
Remember, this is 1 and 3, 2 and 4, and 3 and 5. All right, so 1 and 3.
M, tap fingers, 2 and 4.
And 2 and 4 for M for Mary.
Z, tap fingers, 3 and 5.
And 3 and 5 for Z.
D, tap fingers, 1 and 3.
So 1
D,
and 3, D.
Tap, M, tap fingers, 2 and 4.
2 and 4, M.
Z, tap fingers,
and 3 and
5,
Z.
Practice completed. Tap all fingers to continue.
Okay, all fingers to continue.
D, M, Z, level number 1, tap all fingers to start.
Okay, level 1, tap all fingers to start.
Tap character, D.
So D,
M,
M,
Z,
Z.
Period.
Okay, period.
D,
D.
M.
M.
Z.
Z.
Space.
Space. Or fingers again.
Z.
Z.
M.
M.
M. Tap fingers. 2 and 4.
Yeah, sometimes if you don't get it right, it'll actually repeat itself until you get it properly. So I'll do it again. 2 and 4.
D.
There we go. D.
Space.
Space. Or fingers.
M.
M.
D.
D.
Z.
Z.
Exclamation mark.
Yeah, exclamation mark. Now, again, this is probably covered in one of the options that I didn't cover for this demo. And I'm pretty sure a exclamation mark is my number two finger, my index twice.
D.
So D.
M.
M.
Period.
Period or fingers twice.
Exclamation mark.
Index or number two finger twice.
D.
D.
Z.
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 Z again.
Z.
Z again.
Space.
Space.
M.
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 M. Tap fingers. Two and four. D.
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 Z.
Z.
Space.
Space.
D.
D.
M.
M.
D.
D.
Period.
Period. Or fingers twice.
Z.
Z.
M.
M.
M. Tap fingers. Two and four.
Again.
M. Tap fingers.
Don't know why it does it sometimes.
M.
M.
D.
D.
M.
M.
Z.
Z.
Exclamation mark.
Exclamation mark. Two twice. I did it twice.
D.
There we go.
D.
D.
M.
M.
Level completed. Tap all fingers to continue.
Okay, all fingers to continue.
D. M. Z. Level
okay,
number
so
two.
I'm gonna stop
tap
it there.
All fingers to start.
Okay, I'm going to flick back to the
back
left.
Button.
Double tap on back.
Game paused. Tap all fingers to resume.
And flicking to the right.
Resume. Replay. Back.
And
button.
Double tap on back again.
Back to lessons menu. Button.
And double tap on back to lessons menu.
AEIOU.
And we're
button.
Back to the main screen. AEIOU.
NTLS.
NTLS. Never trample little sheepdogs.
DMZ. Button.
DMZ, don't mess with zombies in the demilitarized zone.
KB.
And I just flipped on to the next one, which was actually KB, et cetera, et cetera. All right, so I'm going to close that down for the moment.
Face. Dog. Safari.
So besides the alphabet and punctuation, you can also use the tap keyboard to input numbers. You switch on to number mode. And basically that's tap of fingers 3, 4 and 5. So 4-finger double tap to go into voiceover
starting
mode.
Starting help.
To
stop help. Perform a 4-finger double 1.
1, which is my thumb, and then 2.
2.
3.
3.
4.
4.
And 5.
5.
And then combination of fingers 4, 6, 7, 8 and 9. And of course 0 is fingers 2, 3, 4 and 5. I just wanted to go back into general keyboard for character and punctuation mode. I do 3, 4 and 5. Now if I do A. Now if I do finger 1, thumb.
A.
And then 2.
E. I. O. U.
Okay, so you can even practice with the voiceover help if you want to with the keyboard. All right, so
A.
Let me just come out of... Sorry, that's been moving my thumb with the keyboard turned on it. All right, so I'm going to do a 2-finger scrub on my phone.
2-finger scrub. Escape the current context. Stopping help.
Okay.
Safari.
All right, so... Oh, I just think it just timed out on me. It just vibrated. Let me just
messages.
Make sure I'm back on again.
Two in red messages.
I'm just going to press the button on the thumb. Okay, I've turned it off and press it again. 3 vibrations. It means I've still got plenty of power on the keyboard. All right, so voiceover mode is the letter F that I haven't actually covered with the training. But F is fingers 1, 2, and 4. So if I went into keyboard help mode again.
Starting help.
4-finger double tap on
help,
the screen.
Perform a 4-finger double tap
one,
or 2-finger scrub or press escape on the
hand.
Keyboard. F.
Okay, there's F. All right. So... 2-finger scrub.
2-finger scrub.
Come
escape the current context.
All right, so I'm
going to
put the tap keyboard into voiceover mode. So I'm going to do 1, 2, 4 twice. Okay, and it's vibrated as it did with me when I was switching between keyboard mode and number mode with 3, 4, and 5. With 1, 2, and 4 for F twice, it will vibrate when it's switching between voiceover navigation mode and normal keyboard mode. If I press 1 and 2.
Safari. Phone. Page 2 of settings, wallet, home, health, books,
I'm now going
app store,
to the
items,
previous
TV,
item.
Stocks.
And if I use my fingers 3 and 4.
TV, iTunes store, app store, books, health, home, wallet, settings.
Okay, and if I want to go backwards, 1 and 2 again.
Wallet, home, health, books.
Okay, or 3 and 4.
Health, home, wallet, settings. Page 2 of 11, adjustable.
Okay, so let's say, for example,
dog, phone, two new items.
I wanted to go into the phone app. And to open up an item, it's a 1-finger double tap.
Phone, recents, heading.
To do a home, it's, and this is the letter for H for home, which again, I didn't cover because it was one of the other further lessons. So H is 2, 4, 5, and 6.
Dog,
And if you want to play some music, the magic two-finger double tap is 2 and 3. Of course, we're in voiceover mode. 2 and 3.
Love was out to get me. That's the way it seemed. Disappointment haunted all my dreams. And then I saw her face.
And two-finger double tap this time. There's quite a lot of commands to be able to control voiceover. And of course, to put it back into normal mode, it's the F again twice. I've got a vibration in my hand. So again, that was fingers 1, 2, and 4 for F. All right, now I left this to the end because I just thought I didn't want to confuse you too much. So let me just go back into the Tap Aloud app. Open Tap Aloud.
Tap Aloud. A-E-I-O-U.
Okay, so button. Here's all our lessons again. So A-E-I-O-U.
N-T-L-S.
N-T-L-S.
D-M-Z.
D-M-Z.
K-B.
K-B.
H-C-V-J-R.
Button. H-C-V-J-R.
Y-W.
Y-W.
G-X.
G-X.
F-Q.
Button. F-Q. These
P return.
Button. P and return. P for papa.
Shift-delete switch. Button.
Shift-delete switch.
Numbers. Button.
Numbers.
Selected. Lessons. Button.
Okay, so lessons is currently selected. That's what happens when you first go into that. Now, if I flick to the right again.
Glossary. Button.
We've got glossary.
Instructions. Button.
And instructions.
Now,
if I flick to the right again, we can't go any further. So if I double tap on instructions.
Selected. Welcome to Tap Aloud Learning System. Before you start the first lesson, here are a few tips to help you get started. First, make sure you're aware your tap on your dominant hand. It's on and paired with your device. Don't worry, it's easy to change hands later once you learn how to tap. Next, you will start our 11 lessons that will help you practice tapping. Each lesson is divided into 3 chapters and includes a description of new fingers combinations, a short, guided practice of those new fingers combinations, and a gameplay when you will work on tap. When we describe the fingers, we will be using a number to represent each of your fingers. Numbers 1, 2, 3, 4 and 5 to describe your thumb, index, middle, ring and pinky fingers. Your thumb is finger 1, your index is finger 2 and so on. Now, you are ready to use your fingers as a keyboard.
Here's a car going past. So if I flick to the right again.
Lessons.
Lessons.
Button. Glossary.
Let
button.
Me tap on glossary.
Keys. Button.
But keyboard.
Alphabet. Button.
Alphabet.
Commands.
Commands.
Button. Punctuation.
Punctuation.
Button. Numbers.
Numbers.
Button. Shortcuts.
Shortcuts.
Button. Voiceover. Button.
Now, I do recommend don't go through the glossary to learn all the different finger combinations. It's better if you do it via the grouped lessons because it actually makes a lot more sense. Just going straight and memorizing from A to Z won't make much sense to you if you don't do it in groups. All right, so double tap on voiceover.
Voiceover. Voiceover. Heading.
And here are the gestures for the voiceover mode when you do the F, 1, 2, and 4 twice.
1. Enable voiceover in the Tap Manager.
Okay, so enable voiceover in the Tap Manager.
2. Tap fingers 4, 5, twice to get into voiceover mode.
Now that says tap fingers 4 and 5 twice to get into keyboard mode and then into voiceover mode. Now, for me, that actually doesn't work. As I've been saying in the demo, what does work for me is fingers 1, 2, and 4, which is the F key, twice. So I'm not sure why that's changed. So fix the right again.
Commands that marked with star are enabled only when quick nav is on.
Okay, commands enabled to star are enabled only when quick nav is on.
Command, heading.
Command is the heading.
Activate item, 2, twice.
Okay, activate item, which is your finger 2 twice.
Star adjust value, 4 or 5.
Okay, star adjust value, which is quick nav on, fingers 4 and 5, etc, etc. So I'm going to press home button to come out.
Faced.
And my keyboard's just gone off because I just felt the vibration. Let me just go and open up notes. Open notes.
Note, notes,
and jump
back
to the bottom.
Button, new note, button.
I'll tap on new note.
Note, text field, is editing. Insertion.
Okay, it's editing. Let me just make
note,
sure my keyboard's
text
on.
Text field, is editing.
Oh,
insertion point at start.
Turn it back on again. I'm just going to write in hello world. So H.
Cap H.
K E.
E.
And L.
L. L. O.
Hello, then space.
Space.
And then
hello.
W.
W.
Okay, W. O.
O.
R.
R.
L.
L.
And D.
D.
There we go. Hello world. Just press my home button here on my phone to come out.
FaceTime.
I think that will do me as a bit of a demo of the Tap Wearable Keyboard. More information on the Tap Wearable Keyboard, you can go to www.tapwithus.com. That's tapwithus.com. And you can find more about the actual product, listen to demos, And of course, you can also purchase the product from the website. Now, I think from memory, it was about $170 US. Anyway, that'll do me for the demo. And as always, thanks for listening and bye for now.